News from UNIFIL. Between the 1st and 5th of July, UNIFIL Italian peacekeepers worked to repair a section of a vital road near the mission's headquarters in Nakura that was heavily damaged during the recent hostilities. Acting at the request of local mayors and in coordination with the Lebanese Armed Forces, engineering units of the Italian contingent worked on repairing a 1 kilometer stretch of the Nakura Al-Mashab route. These repairs will ensure the safe passage of both light and heavy vehicles, as well as freedom of movement for UNIFIL peacekeepers. Since the cessation of hostilities in November 2024, various UNIFIL units have undertaken initiatives to repair roads and clear hundreds of roadblocks across the mission's area of operations in southern Lebanon. Recently, Italian peacekeepers also completed maintenance on a section of a vital road near the village of Marwahin. UNIFIL deminers have recently completed the clearance of unexploded ordnances from over 6,000 square meters of land at 2 UN positions along the Blue Line near Ras Naoura and southwest of Yaroun. These locations were among the most affected during the recent hostilities. In the same area, process has started to refurbish a Blue Line marker that was one of several such markers damaged or destroyed during hostilities. Earlier this year, UNIFIL prioritized 10 damage markers for urgent repairs. The mission is also working with the Lebanese Mine Action Center to begin humanitarian demining across southern Lebanon under a renewed agreement signed in March. Over 700,000 people in southern Lebanon are at risk from unexploded ordnance. UNIFIL currently has 24 reconnaissance, clearance, and demining teams from China, Cambodia, France, Italy, and Spain. UNIFIL's Irish and Polish peacekeepers donated 12 automatic hospital beds to the governmental hospital in Bintish Bail on the 2nd of July, supporting efforts to improve patient care. The donation increases the hospital's bed capacity to 66. The hospital director, Lina Bezzi, expressed appreciation for the support provided and highlighted a pressing need for additional medical supplies. The peacekeepers acknowledged the request and reaffirmed their commitment to assisting local health care services, especially as hospitals in South Lebanon continue to recover from the impact of recent hostilities. UNIFIL's Western Sector Command, led by Italy, has stepped up its operational posture in coordination with the Lebanese Armed Forces. Between February and early July, peacekeepers carried out over 5,700 operations supporting the Lebanese Army, doubling their activity compared to before the escalation of hostilities in September 2024. Support included helping the Lebanese Army units redeploy to 85 permanent positions and detecting more than 130 illegal weapons and ammunition caches, which were reported to the LAV. Covering 650 square kilometers of South Lebanon, Sector West includes peacekeepers from Ghana, Italy, Ireland, Korea, and Malaysia. Peacekeepers also provided medical assistance to nearly 2,800 civilians, cleared over 90 roadblocks, and since February, supported more than 1,600 community activities in areas like health, education, and civil defense. On the 2nd of July, UNIFIL Malaysian peacekeepers met with the mayors of Barish and Wadi Gilo to strengthen cooperation and support to the communities. During the meetings, the mayors Sami Azzeddin and Hussein Al-Khazan discussed with the peacekeepers their needs, including infrastructure and opportunities to organize sports activities. In Wadi Gilo, peacekeepers donated air conditioning units to improve municipal facilities. As part of their ongoing support, Malaysian peacekeepers also delivered food packages to both towns, helping local residents during the difficult times following the recent conflict.